Tigers don't have a reputation for being very accommodating, but a new study finds they can get along with humans. In 2010 and 2011, Michigan State University graduate student Neil Carter and colleagues set up motion-detecting camera traps in Nepal's Chitwan National Park to study human-tiger interaction.
The biggest question was, were tigers present at the same locations that people were present at? And did it appear that tigers were behaviorally responding in some way to the presence of people?
The park, nestled in a valley of the Himalayas and protected by army patrols, is home to about 120 tigers. But the area is home to people, too. Tourists visit the park, and local villagers live on its periphery, where tigers also roam. Carter says the cameras at 80 different sites captured intense activity inside and outside the park.
What we started seeing was tigers were everywhere, people were everywhere, and obviously they couldn't have been in the exact same places at the exact same time, because there would be reports of all kinds of conflicts left and right. So what we ended up discovering was that tigers were displacing their time and becoming more active at night instead of during the day.
While tigers typically move around at any time of the day or night, the camera images show that the vast majority of the big cats were more active at night, even roaming outside the park on the same dirt roads and narrow footpaths used by humans. Carter was surprised to find the tigers shifted their activities in time, but not space, despite such intense human presence.
There was no relationship between the number of vehicles or people or even different types of people. Tigers were there. They were everywhere. They were widespread and ubiquitous. And also the prey, their prey was really abundant. And so that, I think, is really sort of the critical link, is tigers aren't going to leave an area that has their food.
Carter says the study challenges the long-held conservation belief that large carnivores like tigers need a lot of people-free space. He says the finding that tigers and people can coexist in the same area is especially relevant because as much as 80% of tiger habitat is now dominated by humans.
But the key then is to figure out what activities foster coexistence and which activities make it impossible for them to coexist. And so it's like we want to take this research and try to distill what conditions it is that are propping up this coexistence and see if we can duplicate that in all these multiple-use forests and areas where tigers occur, but people also depend on those forests.
Carter says the study, published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, shows promise that humans and wildlife can thrive in the same environment, but that more work must be done to understand the complicated connection between the two worlds. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.